Blog Talk Radio.
Boss Lady Publishing.
Happy Freaky Friday, and welcome back to another edition of Writing Royalty Radio. Mimi Capri presents the Pussy Chat. I'm one of your beautiful hosts, Ed Star, the vixen of the clubhouse, and I have my beautiful co-host, Jen, the mistress of the clubhouse. What's up, boo?
Hey, baby. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
Good. I'm doing good this week. Man, I've been thinking about this topic, like, all week.
I'm so excited to get into this topic tonight, Jen. Oh, my. Oh, my. But how was your week?
It was good. It was good. I was running kids around, and I'm trying to get this new release off. I got Unleashed Poems is about to drop next Thursday for me. So.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, baby.
Yes. That's going to be real hard. Exciting. It's so exciting. We into this topic this week, Freaky Friday.
Freaky Friday.
Yeah.
So today's topic is what? Tell them what the topic is.
Oh, it's positions.
I've been thinking and practicing all week long. Right? We dabbled a little bit on it about 2 weeks ago when I – okay, did you or did you not try the helicopter?
No, I was waiting for you to tell me all about your experience so I could laugh at it.
If anybody out there has tried the helicopter, please call in. Please call in. I want to know if your experience was as ridiculous as mine.
What happened, Jen?
If anybody knows me, like, you know, I'm pretty thin. So, and my husband's, like, twice my body weight. So, having him on top of me and trying to spin his ass around is just stupid.
Right.
His legs are hitting me, like, in the eye and shit. Like, it's fucking ridiculous. So, you know, if you try this position, like, I want to hear. I want to know if it was as bad for you as it was for me. But, you know, it does bring some comedy in the bedroom. You know, and
yeah.
So if you're down to just have a little fun, try it, you know, give it a whirl. But it's not, there's nothing sexy about it, I can tell you that right now.
I can only imagine that one. I don't want to try that one, Jen. There's so many out there to try though, and it's just about being if you're open to try new things, you know, and you did.
You know, I'm always down, like, hey, that looks fun. Let's try it. And then, like, we're doing it. I'm like, this is stupid. So, but we're laughing and we're having a good time with it. So,
right. And you said you and a friend was going to do it and say who did it first. Did she try it?
No, she said she kind of bowed down to me and she was like, you're the woman. She's like, I just can't. I couldn't even ask someone to do that.
Oh my goodness, girl. Funny, hilarious.
Okay, so let's get into some news. I'm really big on like the weirdest news, even the weirdest shit that's out, whatever.
Right.
I came across something that's at least new to me, and it's called the G-Shock. And have you heard of this?
I read about that, Jen. It's very new to me as well. I read about that. Tell them about it. I think it's very new, so some people might not know about what the G-Shot is.
It makes me close my thighs, like, real, like, just quick. Okay, what it is you, they take a needle and they shoot it, okay, shoot it right up into the G-spot.
Ooh.
And it costs about $1,000 to $2,000. Okay, and what it is it's the same shit they put into your lips to make a mom big and puffy. It's a collagen. They shoot it right into your G-spot, and what it's for is it makes it thicker. So if your man's missing that spot, if you're not orgasming, he can't miss now. The thing that scares me, besides, I don't even like a needle in my arm. I don't want it up in there. So, I mean, this shit, you know what I mean? Like, if they came at me with a needle, I'd be like, what are you doing? This is non-FDA approved. So it's so
new. You know what? They said that it's painless. Like, it doesn't hurt at all. And it only takes less than 5 minutes to do it. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, like, I don't know about that. Like, that means that at any time, any point, any time you can orgasm, like, you could just be defective.
Yeah, okay, this is the thing. So the first girl that tried it, she was, like, from some other country, and she said she was just constantly aroused. And so she would just, like, be, like, doing yoga and have an orgasm. She's in the car over a speed bump. She has an orgasm. So, and like, you're just always in a state of mind, like, you want to fuck. You know what I mean? So what if I'm at a damn, you know, like, the church or, like, a kid's birthday party? Like, I'm trying to focus on, like, singing happy birthday. I don't want to be in the moment.
You can't be in the house of the Lord praising God and having an orgasm at the same damn time. No, you can't do that. Not in front of the Lord. No, please.
Okay, so this, and then she said this, like, she was like, it's just something I got to get used to. that was her quote. It's just something I got to get used to.
That one. Good. At any point, like, that's too much. You're at school for your kids or something, and just out of the blue.
This is a crazy thing, okay? It's not just you walk into the office and, you know, be like, let me get my G-shot. Like, bitches are having G-shot parties. Like, they're, like, calling, like, the girls up, like, hey, girl, you want to get your pussy pop? So,
like a tattoo party. Come on over. Get your G-shot. Wow.
You know, but I understand it because it was initially made for women who, you know, who can't orgasm or have trouble. And so, it's not even permanent. It'll only last 3 to 5 months. So for 3 to 5 months, you're going to walk around horny as hell.
Exactly. Wow.
That's the
thing.
But
like you said, it has its benefits, but it definitely has its downfalls. Like, you don't want to be that person just out the blue, just having an orgasm, like, anywhere, any moment.
And they don't know, they don't know if there's any, like issues, like, because it's so new. Like, what if
that's
2 years from now you can't feel shit?
Mm-mm.
You know? You're like, damn, that G-shot. So cool.
Well, you've been in a worse spot than you started from to begin with, like.
Yeah, so you know what? If we have any callers out there that have had the G-shot, I want to hear from you too.
Please,
I know it's new, so I don't like imagine like a bunch of people like I've had it done, but who knows?
Mm-hmm.
Like I want to know like did it hurt when you got it done? How horny are you now? Like are you orgasming? Because these people are making it sound like they're just you know
it's
coming.
The same popping, yeah, I've seen.
Yeah,
that.
Like they're cooking French fry and it's pop pop. So I want to know. Tell me. Yeah, it's God. I can't. So tonight we're going to be focusing on positions.
Ew.
It's going to be a fun time. Yeah. Ooh. And then tonight we got author Fire Inks on. She's going to join us a little bit later and weigh in with you know with with her thoughts on all this stuff. It's going to be fun. Do we have a clip ready? Can we talk that talk?
A lot of shit. We do. We go through a lot of shit. But the amazing thing about us ladies, we have the ability to bounce back because we made like that. That's right. We have a certain, ladies, let me tell y'all something. We have a certain rhythm in us that we, no matter what we go through, we're going to be all right. And see, when we was little girls, your mother knew that you had that certain rhythm in you. So when you was about 8 years old, she gave you one essential toy. She knew that with this toy, you would get a swivel in your hips and an attitude to match. Ladies, when you was about 8 years old, your mother put you outside on the front porch and she gave you a hula hoop. You didn't quite understand why she insisted that you learn how to do the hula hoop. You got outside with the hula hoop rocking around your waist, and at first it was a little bit difficult for you, but you kept on trying. After a while, when you got it rocking to your own certain pattern, it made a certain sound that says, shh, 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 shh. And when you heard that sound, you knew you was the shit. Then your girlfriend hollered, put it around your neck. So I say to my sisters here tonight in Memphis, the next time that you have to remind him of just who you are, the next time that he forgets just your powers, the next time that you got to put it down on him, the next time that you up on top and you riding him real good, you riding him so good that his toes is curling up, his eyes is rolling up in the back of his head, you riding his dick so good that he can't even close his mouth. I want y'all to do me one favor. I want you to look at yourself in the mirror, wink one eye at yourself, and just say, shh, shh. Y'all, my name is Samoa. Y'all been wonderful. Thank y'all for coming out.
It's the one and only the boss lady, Nene Capri. I hail all the way from North New Jersey. I'm the author of the Pussy Trap series, Trust No Bitch series, and my latest book under G Street Chronicles, Tainted Lies, Fear, and Death. You can holler at me at NeneCapri.com. I'm on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram as Nene Capri. I'm coming to a library near you. Trapping.
I love some more. She's shout out Trent, New Jersey. More. Love her.
Yeah, she's funny. She's so funny at times. Yeah, man. One click that Pussy Trap 4.
Yes. Yeah. I set that out. I can't wait till it drops. Can't wait till it drops. Shout out to Nene. Yes.
So, Em.
Yes, ma'am.
How many sexual positions do you think exist?
Do I think what?
How many sexual positions do you think actually exist?
Oh, it's a new one every day, I think. People just start making up stuff like, I'm going to call you this and that and this and that. Like, okay, you know, there's always something new. And that's why you got to keep it spicy and stuff in your relationship. You might as well go on and try every position you can. Keep the fire going.
Yeah, it's, you know, I found about 101 positions, but like you said, there's some ridiculous ones. So I'm gonna pick some names, and then I want you to guess what the position is.
Okay, let's go.
Okay. The Great Pumpkin.
The Great Pumpkin. When I think of pumpkin, I think of ass. Something with an ass, roundabout something. I don't know though. What is Great Pumpkin?
I can't do this with a straight face.
Halloween
okay.
Specials only. I mean, what? What is it? Charlie Brown gonna bust out the closet? What happens? It's a Great Pumpkin.
Okay, it's when you you're 69, but you're, like, on the floor and you guys are rolling.
You know what? See what I'm saying? Something.
Oh, man.
Something new. No, what else you got for me, Jane?
Okay. Take a guess. This one's called The Witch's Broom.
The Witch's Broom? Is this our holiday special?
Yeah, we just, hey, we just have Halloween, Thanksgiving. It's fall, sexual position. Fuck it. It's holiday fucking.
The Witch's Broom.
The Witch's Broom.
Maybe riding a dick some sort of way. Tell me about it, Jen. How do I do
you're
the witch's
so good.
Broom?
You're so good. Yes. Okay, but I feel sorry for the guy for this one because it's stupid. Okay, you get two chairs, and he's not sitting in one. He's got his elbows propped on one chair, and he's laying. His ass is not touching anything, and his feet are touching the other chair.
Okay.
So they should call it, like, it should be called, like, the bench, because she's just on top of him like that.
Wow.
You have to see the picture. I don't, you know, he's having to hold up with all his might, and she's just like, bam, bam, bam. I can't.
Go a little easier on me, Jim. What else? One more for me, please.
Okay, one more. And I'll have you pick this one, okay?
Okay.
Do you want V for Vixen?
Oh, yeah.
We're
going to go V for Vixen all day. We're going to go for that one.
That's you. Okay.
Yes.
So V for Vixen, what do you think V for Vixen is?
Okay, well, has to be something with the legs in the air, in a V, maybe on top of something. The man just pounding in the pussy, maybe, yeah.
I'm
going to go with that for 500.
He's going to stand,
okay.
And then the woman's going to sit on something like a dresser or
right.
a countertop or whatever, and then your legs are going to go up over his shoulder. So we'll start for that one.
Okay.
Now, would
okay.
you try? Would you try the Great Pumpkin or the Witch's Broom?
Maybe the Witch's Broom, but it would have to be a strong man. And
I don't see the Great Pumpkin being sexual, like sexy. It's like funny because you guys are like rolling with like head, like knees and elbows. No.
Right, that's like after pillow fight. Like, oh, okay, now we're going to Great Pumpkin. Like,
oh, my God.
Definitely can't take that night serious, no.
I can't. Oh, man. Okay, we have a whole night of positions, and we got firings coming on later to join us to weigh in. I can't wait to talk to her in a bit.
Yes.
Do we have another clip? Can we talk that talk?
Love women. You know when you reach that peak, too. Good orgasm. That's why they ain't got in the Olympics. Because orgasm make your legs weak like shit. You can't. Woo, a good orgasm? Mm-hmm. Sit up there. I got to represent Brooklyn. I'd be like, shh, shh, shh. Willie approaches the pussy. Judges are ready for him. He has his hands on her back. Concentration, hands on her back. Swings around, he's up on her. Right there. Keep his strength in his back. He drops, he's down in the pussy, right there. Rotate good. Look how he rotates the pussy. Right there. The circle of motion's here. Look how he's circling right there. Right there. The double pump is here. The double pump is here. Look how he double pumps. Right there. Keeping her legs open, keeping all eye contact on the judges. Right there, make it right there. He doesn't want to come quick. He want to hold. He want to please her first. So he holds up. He holds up. Stay back in the hood. Right there. Right there. Rotate this one. Okay, he has to stick the dismount. There he is. Sticking a dismount. He need to stick a dismount. Need to stick a dismount.
Mm-hmm. Love it. Al, welcome back.
Yeah, Ebony.
You know how positions get you sometimes.
Yeah, I was watching that video. I was dying because it, like, his legs are wrapped around the bar stool.
Yes, I love it. Love it. The freaking idiot.
So let me ask you something. What do you think is the best position for an orgasm?
For a man or for a woman?
For a woman.
I think women usually like to get it from up top, you know, just ride a dick on top. Usually, most of the time, that's how they can get theirs off the quickest. I would go with that. What do they say,
Jen? They ask men what their top three favorite positions were, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they said doggy, like in this order
right.
too, doggy, cowgirl, and missionary. I was surprised at missionary. I'm surprised the missionary even made it on the list for the top three. I was like, what?
Right.
And they took it a step further. They said, what would you like? Okay, they said, okay, these are my favorite, but these three, I would like to do more. And this is what they listed in this order. Cowgirl, reverse cowgirl, and doggy.
Oh, I love reverse cowgirl. I do. I
just
do.
Rip the ankles and go to work.
Just, woof, yes. That is a good position, yeah. But that, to go back to their favorite positions are missionary, like, that's a wowzer.
I was
never
shocked.
Would think that.
You know,
yeah.
a lot of guys, when they're in a relationship for a while, and they're always like, oh, I don't want to do missionary. I want to get crazy. And so
to
be on the top three, I was like, wait, what? Really?
Right.
I don't know.
That just
do you think,
show
like,
they're going to get it anyway.
Do you think, like, weight has an impact on positions? Is there, what position do you think, like, a big man or a big woman shouldn't do?
What
position should they just stay away from?
Anything flying from the ceiling fan, they should not be doing. They should not be doing with their big ass up there. They shouldn't be up there. You know, that's just not going to work. But
I'm
going to
tell you that
know.
Shit. Anybody big should stay away from the Great Pumpkin. Stay clear away from that shit. Just stay. Don't try it.
Yeah.
And you know what? Matter of fact, stay your ass away from the helicopter, too, because that could be really, really dangerous as well.
Right.
Not,
is that?
Not even joking.
Yes. I think we're ready for our guest tonight, Jen.
I can't wait. Is fire in the house already? She may be in the green room getting ready.
I'm here.
You're here? Hey.
Yes, I'm here. Hello. How y'all doing?
Good. Welcome.
Yeah.
How do you feel tuning in?
I'm sorry, say again?
Have you been tuning in?
Yes, I have. I've been laughing at the witch's broom and the great pumpkin. That was hilarious.
Okay. You write some freaky shit, Fire. So have you heard of those two?
No, I haven't. Not those. Those were actually a little bit different. I've never heard of those. Especially the one with the witch's broom with two chairs. Could you be like in excellent condition to be able to maintain his weight on two chairs and her? Lord,
man,
BBW. That's even worse.
Okay. Man, fire, don't weigh in yet, man. So Fire Inks is on air with us. We're talking about positions.
Yes.
She's a mother, she's an author, she's a friend, and she's currently in school acquiring her bachelor's degree in criminal justice administration. And she has 5 books available on Amazon. with catering mostly to crime erotica. Here's a little bit about yourself and if you have anything new out.
I'm in the process of writing something new, and it is crime erotica. The title of the book is called Compunction, which will be out in a couple of weeks. It's basically about a guy that was sentenced to 15 years in prison, and he's going to become a pastor while he's in prison. And a lot of things that he has to deal with, and his past actually comes back to haunt him, and he's going to have to make some decisions whether to stay with the Christian side or go back to his old ways.
Wow.
Oh, man. That sounds good, because I think, like, all of us kind of struggle. You know, anybody with faith kind of struggles sometimes with doing good and then going back to bad habits, so.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Real good.
And I also did a book with Sonovia Walker Alexander called The Hot Zone. It's basically about domestic abuse. It's a compilation of a little bit of everything. We're currently working on book two. It's a series that we're working on. It's probably about four books.
Mm-hmm.
The scenes in there, of course, I wrote the erotic scenes and she brought the drama, so it's like a perfect mix.
Okay. So, Fire, I want to hear, tell me about Getting Nasty too, position, because that's a topic tonight. Do you guys, like, really, like, the Great Pumpkin, the Witch's Broom, the V for, like, crazy positions that maybe normal people haven't tried before?
Yes, and sexual positions, and let's make it nasty too, sexual positions, they're all based on, like, stories, but within the stories there are hidden instructions to tell you exactly how to perform the positions that the title of the story is talking about. It's a total of 10 short stories in the book.
And so what's your favorite position that you wrote about?
To be honest with you, my favorite one is figure eight, which is a slow screw.
Mm.
Figure eight?
Yes.
How do you
can you describe that? Because I'm really trying to visualize it, and it sounds scary. So go ahead.
Figure eight is basically a guy basically rotating his hips in a figure eight position while making love to his woman, basically.
Okay.
It sounds less painful now.
No, it is. I mean, the woman has to put, like, 2 to 3 pillows under her ass, basically, and she would bend her knees and allow her feet to be flat, and he will be in between her legs and rotating his hips in a circular motion, basically to tease and tantalize her clit.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a face-to-face screw. It's real intimate.
Mm-hmm.
Fire, let me ask you, is there a position that you've looked at and you're like, fuck it, I'm not doing it? Like, or if you tried it and you're like, that was stupid. Like, I was telling Ebony and the listeners about the helicopter and how stupid it was. Is there something you tried that it was so ridiculous, no one should have even invented it?
Actually, no, I haven't tried it, but there is a position that I would not ask a man to do. It's where he's laying on his back and he bends his legs and the woman attempts to ride him while his legs are bent and she's holding his legs. That's a position that I would not ask any man to do because it doesn't look right.
Do you think it makes him feel more like a woman? Like, he's like, she's fucking me. Do you think it makes him feel like a woman?
Yeah. That you probably have never seen the picture, but if you ever see the picture, a real man would say no. They wouldn't try that position.
I saw the picture.
I definitely
agree. I definitely agree. It does not look right. You're fucking the man. So you the man now? I mean, which one is it? Which way are we going to go?
Say my name, bitch. So. I would get so into character. I would be like, say my name. It would just be ridiculous. My husband would never, he'd be like, we're not doing that shit again. Nope.
Yeah, that's not going to work.
No, not at all.
Mm-mm. Like you said, with a real man, that's not going to work.
No, a straight man wouldn't do that position. He wouldn't allow a woman to fuck him in that manner.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Mm-hmm.
She's thrown, right? But when you, like, I was talking to Ebony earlier today, and I was like, you know, when you're in a relationship and you guys start off real cute, like, you guys are, like, missionary, and then you might mess around and be like, okay, let me get on top, and then it's, like, hit it from behind. And then so, like, as the relationship gets, you know, deeper and farther into years, whatever, you guys start getting freaky, like, real, like, freaky shit, like, throw your head and your knees and your... I want you to bend, like, it becomes, like, a gymnastics sport now. What do you, right? So, for a new couple, a lot of girls said that reverse cowgirl is uncomfortable because your asshole is in his face, basically. Like, how, like, if you're with a new, like, let's say you're with a guy, how much time would, you know, go by before you would just throw your ass in his face? Like, are you guys comfortable doing that right away, or like have to be like 6 months, 8 months, or just whenever?
Well, to be honest with you, in the beginning, neither one should actually give 100% sexually. You got to leave something for the element of surprise.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to be able to keep your bedroom exciting. I mean, being a new couple, even if it's 6 months to a year, you still don't give them 100% unless you know, hey, this is the one that I love. You know, we're going to take it to the next step, maybe even marriage, or we know we're going to be together for a long time. Then you can kind of gradually add more things, show more things, introduce new things. But doing it right off the bat, that I wouldn't advise that to anybody, because it's going to make you look like, okay, well, you're doing this with me, you must be doing this with everybody else you've been with.
I totally agree, because, like, if
that's
you pull all your tricks out,
mm-hmm.
you know, if I pull all my tricks out, what the hell are we going to do next week? You know,
exactly.
Like, we just,
exactly.
If we do all positions, and I'm pulling out the magic, and then he's like, well, shit, you know, it is, next week, 2 months from now, like, we have to get, like, twice as crazy.
Right,
it's
right. You never give 100. You give just enough to keep that to keep your partner interested. You give just enough to say, okay, you know what? It was good that time. Let's see what she's gonna bring the next time. Got to leave something for the unexpected.
Ebony, do you think, like, because like I feel like sexual positions have got more advanced. You know, maybe a long time ago with like our grandma, like I mentioned earlier, like the missionary was huge. It was like just missionary. That's it. That's what we're going to do every single night.
Right.
You know, and it got real boring. So, and now you have all these, like I said, crazy shit. Grab a pole with one hand and put your shit on the wall. Like, so, like, you guys feel like the positions as we, you know, as time progresses, that the positions are getting more advanced?
Definitely. Definitely.
Yeah,
you got to step your weight up. And that's why people get old and, you know, got to fall back a little bit. You can't do what you could do when you was young back in the day, and definitely can't keep up with these youngins, but they got some pills for that.
Yeah, I was just going to say, that's when you bring in the toys. When you can't keep up with the youngins, you bring in a few toys.
Right. Right.
If there was, like, one position that you were stuck to do the rest of your, there's just one. You could only pick one, and then it was just you. That was it forever. Fire, what would you pick?
Please take me from behind. Take me
to the
behind.
Just take it. Take it.
Yes. Let me put my palms to the floor. Take me from behind.
Ebony?
I would say reverse cowgirl. What about you, Jane?
I'm going to have to go with fire on this one.
From the back.
From behind.
Yeah.
That's nothing like that direct penetration.
Yeah, because it's real deep. So it's like, I could, you know, like, that it's the same question. If you had one food, no, that from behind, I could do that. That would be like the one position. Go ahead and just get that. Far, I was asking Ebony if she thought like weight versus position. Do you think bigger people can handle any position, or there's just certain positions they shouldn't even dabble in?
Well, you know what? It really depends. There are some big people that are very flexible, that can squat down and do splits on the D and stuff like that. So that's really a hard thing to really gauge. It just depends upon that person.
I'm such a jealous bitch because I don't understand why the fuck I can't do splits.
Girl, you gotta stretch it out.
I can't do splits.
Practice.
I can't do it for shit. But then I got homegirls that are like four times as big as me, and they just drop the splits. And I'm like, how come I can't do that? You know, like you said, like some of them are really, really flexible.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Some heavy men are flexible too. They can.
So have you guys been with a bear before?
Been with a what?
A bear, like a big man.
Yeah, my husband was a big guy.
So is the loving different from like a thin man compared to like a big man?
No, it wasn't any different. My husband was 10 years older than me. He's deceased now, but he was 10 years older than me. So he was different. He was flexible. He could do things that I was shocked that he could actually do. But my current friend is 5 years younger than me, and he has more stamina, and he could actually last a lot longer.
That's what I'm saying, because I've heard and I have friends, and they've been with bigger men, and they brag about it. They're like, you know, like they said, like, you know, their stamina's longer. Some of these thin guys just bam, bam, and then like they're done. So I've never been with a big guy, so I was just curious. Do you think most of the pressure is on a man for sexual positions? Like, do you think part of, like, the man carries 75% of the weight when it comes to having sex?
I think it's about equal.
So you think, like, you just, like, he does half the work, you do half the work? Because a lot of men complain, like, you know, she just lays there, or I'm doing most of the work.
Mm-hmm.
Girl, you got to work for it. you have to work for it. Because sometimes they have guys that really don't care. They worry more about getting theirs than they do about pleasing their woman, because they don't know any better. But
right?
If a woman is just going to lay there and not worry about getting hers, I mean, she needs to be taught. She needs to be trained. Real talk.
Yeah, we talked to an author last week, and, you know, we're talking about faking orgasms, and, you know, he said he had got a dead fish. So that's why he faked them, is she just laid there. And so I wonder what percent of women are just laying there enjoying the ride, and the man is carrying all the weight to have to, you know, handle.
And that would make him cheat. He would definitely step out, because she's a dead fuck. Nobody wants a dead fuck. That'd be like a woman having a man that his dick is hard, and she jumps on, and she does her thing, and he just lay there. He doesn't caress. He doesn't play with her breasts. He does nothing. He just lays there enjoying the ride. No woman wants to be with a man like that.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah, that's right.
And I can ask or pull a hair or say something.
I mean, seriously, talk dirty to me. Call me something. Do something. Don't just lay there. That's boring.
Fire. Yes, we had a conversation one time, remember, and we were talking about, like dirty talk in the bedroom, and we were like, you know, he can say whatever he wants to me in the bedroom, but as soon as we step out, that's like a whole other game.
Right, I agree.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, well, let me stay classy in the streets, and then once we get between the sheets, I'll be anybody you want me to be.
Ow. I think we have a question now. Do we have a caller?
No callers?
I guess not. Let's keep it moving with this positions talk.
So, ladies, there is, for me, I think about a few positions or a few position locations I would never try. Or I just don't like them. You guys ever watch movies and, like, the sexual positions in the shower look all sexy? And you go and you try it, you're trying to hold on to shit, and it's hot, and you're sweating, and it's humidity. It looks better than what it is.
Right.
You know, I've tried it. I'd rather pass on that. And the car, I don't know if you guys have, like, hooked up in, like, a Camry or Honda, and your ass is hitting the horn. What's the worst place that you've had sex?
The worst place?
Yeah. Whether it be, like, on a, you know, kitchen counter or, like I said, like in a Honda Civic or a laundry room, I don't know.
I don't have a worst place.
Somewhere that was just, like, it was maybe more uncomfortable or you couldn't move about.
When I was younger. Go ahead.
I said, I think the car might be the most uncomfortable, but all my spaces were special.
I agree.
We're not good. Hey, nothing was wrong with those spots.
I mean, I actually did it once while he was driving. He was driving a stick shift.
You had sex with him, or are you?
Yeah, I actually had sex with him while he was driving on the interstate, on the freeway.
Damn.
Damn.
And were you like, was he leaning to the side trying to see the road?
He was. It might have been a little uncomfortable for him, but it was just, I don't know, I just decided to just hop on and do it. I was younger.
That scares the shit out of me, because if he crashes, I'm going to be fucked. I'd be like, you know what? Dude, this is why I don't fuck you in the car. Exactly why I don't fuck you in the car.
But you know what? It was like 4 a.m. in the morning, and it wasn't any cars on the interstate, so.
Oh, man. You know what? I need to take a break on that one. What? Can we play some music, please? Like some 50? Please play me some 50.
She want it, I can tell she want it. Hold me to push up on it, for she know where I'm all on it. We get the party going, liquor flowing, this is fire. 50 in Jeremiah, number one, there's nothing higher. Get it,
I see you, baby.
Work it, down,
put it down,
okay, she headed to the dance floor and she slowly started popping it. Something like my wrist beats, everybody got to watching it. Girl, you got that secret treasure, I'm gon' put a lock on it. Don't care what they say, I would be stupid to be my own in this sticky. Heard you got that sticky. Let's go and take 9 shots, we'll just call it 50. And I'm gonna lick it till it hickey. I've had that river running, keep you running till you empty.
Bang.
Oh, you look so sweet. What you working about is, look at your physique. Girl, you are a beauty, but well, I am a beast. They must have been tripping to have left me off a leash.
I like the way you grind with that booty on me. Sorry you were down while you looking lonely. Go buy another round and it's all on me. As long as I'm around, put it down on me. Just put it down on me, put it down on me. Down on me, put it down on me. Don't throw it off a mound, told me how it's gonna be. Girl, all I really want is you down on me. Put it down on me.
I'm thumping, party jumping, shorty, she's the perfect tease. She rock her hips and roll her hips and drop it down like it's nothing. She's just like an hourglass. See how fast an hour passes. Time flies when I'm on that edge, but I won't put out a show blur. Work it like a pro, sitting watch it take a go. Do a thing out on the floor. She bounces fast and shake it slow. So sexual, incredible. She beautiful, she edible. I got her, I won't let her go. I ain't seen nothing better, yo. Look how she twerked it, the way she worked it. Make me wanna hit it, heaven when I'm in it. If I do not fit, I'm gonna make it. Girl, you can take it. Don't stop,
like
get it.
Fine with that booty on me. Sorry you were down while you're looking lonely. Go buy another round and it's all on me. As long as I'm around, put it down on me. Just put it down on me, put it down on me. Down on me, put it down on me. Don't throw it off the mound, show me how it's gonna be. But all I really want is you down on me.
Put it down on me.
Say you independent,
Thanks for still tuning in to the Pussy Trap. Keep on listening to us. Big shout out to our sponsors, Boss Lady Publishing, Nene Capri, G Street Chronicles, 901 Entertainment, Writing Royalty Promotions, Bad Apple Publishing, and Blurred Lines Editing. Big shout out to them. Jane, you still there with me?
Hey.
Hey. Hey,
are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
So far, give me some positions that me and Ebony might be able to try.
Yeah,
okay. Hold on.
Something new, something different.
Okay. In the book, I have a total of 10. There's one that's called Ego Tripping, Deliverance, Hallelujah, Drop in a Bucket, Ride 'em, Hoofer, Figure 8, Pinch, Lip, and Cyber Orgy, Firepower.
Wow.
Okay. Right away, I don't know why when I hear, is it called Ego Tripping?
Uh-huh.
That sounds like some type of oral sex. No?
No, not really. It has to do with a little bit of oral sex, though. This one is basically where she is upside down in a split, and he straddles her, and he basically dips his dick inside.
Mm.
Well,
okay, give me one more. Pick out of positions and give me one more that me and Ev should not. Me and Ev shouldn't try this together, but me and Ev should try this with, you know, with our own dudes. So give me one more.
Okay. Well, Deliverance. I know you probably wouldn't try Deliverance because Deliverance is basically where the woman actually breaks the man in herself. She actually ties him up and has her way with him with a strap on.
Ah,
wow.
Okay. Yeah, you know, I don't. That may not be on my alley, Ebony.
No, that's not in my alley. Definitely not. Don't want to be there.
So no. You would not put a strap on and just fuck the shit out of him? you know what? I'll tell you why. And it's not that I have anything against, like, other people do it. That's fine. But, you know, I like my man to take over in the bedroom. And so if I'm, you know, if I have a dick, I'm fucking him, it doesn't work for me mentally. So it doesn't work for me. But, you know, if that works for your bedroom, do your thing, girl.
Understood. But, no, I wouldn't try. But, like, most of my stories, like, especially in the Let's Make It Nasty series, all those are actually stories of people that have inboxed me or things that they told me that they did.
Wow.
So I like that. Yeah, I like that.
So I just took
you
it and
to go pick up her book.
So how is the Hallelujah go? How does that go?
Hold on. Give me one second. I'm going to tell you. Because you got to realize this is like the second book that I had ever written. So it's been a while. I still
right.
have to kind of go back and scan through it.
No, that's okay. That's okay. Yeah, we still
we
have that caller.
Think
we can take a caller.
We do have a caller, yeah.
Okay.
Caller,
are you on?
Yes, I'm here. I've been on the phone for a minute. What's up, ladies? This is Kelly B.
Kelly B.
Girl, she said, we ain't got no callers. I said, she lying. I am here.
I don't even have, I don't even see the caller screen, so my girl is doing, she's taking care of the callers. I'm just like, is someone there? Are they not there? what's up, Kelly?
You know me, y'all, this is my type of show right here, and I'm enjoying it to the fuck.
Aww.
Had to call and show some love and show my sissy Fire Ink some love. The queen of erotica, what it do, mama?
Hey, baby, how are you?
How you doing, Sissy Pooh?
I
hear you with the figure eights and all that shit. I'm calling to represent for the big girls because y'all know Kelly B. Kelly. It's big and chonky. We're going to put it like that, and I can do a split. I can do a back bend. I can drop it like it's hot. My favorite position is reverse cowgirl. How about
Kelly, I'm a jealous bitch that you can do the split. And, you know, I was there when you jumped up on the pole, and I was jealous as fuck, so.
I can't get on no motherfucking pole now. If I get on that pole, I might take that motherfucker with me. Hello. I ain't going to lie to Kiki. But, I can do a split and all of that stuff, and I love riding reverse cowgirl. I love it, goddammit. I be worried about my baby because, you know, I'm a big girl, and my husband is slim, but, shit, he's grown, because I be dropping his ass like it's hot. Nigga, take this pussy. What?
Yeah, get it, girl.
Oh, shit.
Kelly. Kels,
do
you have a position that you can school fire on? Is there some shit she don't know about? Tell her.
Hell no, I don't think a motherfucking school fire. Her name is Fire. Come on, Ma.
I know you got one. I know you got one in your pocket somewhere. Some freaky, kinky shit that you're like holding back. You're like, no, I'm not even going to tell her because she's going to write about it.
No, I don't know. I like sucking my husband's dick from the back sometime. I'm a kinky bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know you are.
Yeah, super kinky. And I ain't ashamed of it. Hello. I guess it in. But, I ain't got no position that might shock fire, even though you shocked me, Ma. Who was that who was
Why?
Talking about ride the richest broom and some? I said, what the fuck?
You know what? This show is called Pussy
Me Game, baby. I ain't mad at you. Keep talking that shit. I'm taking notes like, yeah, I want to try this shit.
Girl, you're just saying that because
my husband
won't
look at my finger and say, like, "Girl, stop playing." No, but y'all getting it cracking. Kelly B is naughty. I'm nicey, but I love the vibe that you ladies are giving. You know what I'm saying? Y'all keeping it real, and I just salute you, queens. I just wanted to call in and show some love. Show some love to my sister Fire Ice, because she is the reason that I'm into the writing world. She the reason, she opened a lot of doors for me. She took me in and was an author that actually took time to conversate back and forth with me. And we ended up being sisters from another mother. And I just love you so much, Sissy Pooh. You're fucking awesome.
I love you too, Ma.
Thank you for calling in, Kelly B. Stay tuned in to us.
For sure, Mama. You ladies be blessed.
Thank you. Okay, so we're going to hit this last clip.
I can tell you about Hallelujah now, if you want to know.
Oh, yeah. Yes, tell us real quick. Tell us, Fire.
Okay, Hallelujah is basically you take two pillows and place it under your ass, and you hold your legs straight up in the air like a V. And basically, no matter what he does, your legs must maintain in the air. Before it's over, we'll start singing Hallelujah, Lord help me. Before it's over with.
Fire, do you know?
I'm gonna stay away from that one. Okay, I gotta.
Do
stay
you
away
know
from
how
that.
Tall I am?
No, how tall are you?
I'm 5'8". I'm all legs.
Oh wow!
All legs. So sometimes these legs get a little tired. You know, so I might have to rest him on you, like rest him on his chest. I'm 5'8". I'm just all legs.
Wow, he would love it though. If you could hold him there just long enough for him to either perform oral or for him to dive in, yeah, he would love that.
Dive in all he wants.
You just can't hold them legs up in the air, huh?
Just hold them up. Hold him up. Get in there. God damn. All right, girls, we got to play this clip, commercial, and then we'll be right back.
All right.
Hand on your shit, black women. Don't be scared of it, shit. Now, some shit, men, I think y'all go a bit far with some of the shit you want. It's not natural. It's not good for you. And I don't know what the fascination is with that nasty bullshit and wanting to do it and everything. I'm talking about, let me dig in your ass. No.
No, motherfucker, that is horrible. To fuck in the butt? No, no, no. That is some painful shit. And if there are any homosexuals in Las Vegas tonight, God bless your nasty faggoty asses, because that is some horrible shit to fuck in the butt. And sisters, every one of us have tried it one time, baby. And men, y'all ain't worth shit because y'all be trying to coach us through that nasty shit. All right, now look, look. Check this out, check this out. I just want you to bend over, right? And relax all your muscles. Okay, okay. Okay, okay. Oh, my eyebrows burning, motherfucker. Take it out. I got some KY jelly. Put it on the biscuit, nigga. We'll eat it. Shit. That shit is horrible. That is some painful shit to fuck in the butt. Painful. But I like it now. It's your breathing technique.
Oh my gosh,
she's a fool.
Yes, it's so true.
She is a fool. Man, have you guys been like having sex, like, and he's just going at it, and the dick like slips out and then hits the other hole, and you're like, shit.
Yeah. That right there. That right there.
Hold on. Yeah, yeah, I said that's still in real quick. Get the fuck. You like you look at him like as if you know something really went wrong.
Exactly. Like that death stare. Like, you know what? You know you in the wrong spot right there, right?
You're on probation now. You're sitting.
Right.
Just looking for a week now.
Right. Well, thanks for still tuning in to us. It looks like we have another caller, Jen. You want to take a caller real quick?
Let's take a caller. Are you there? Caller, you're on the line.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. This is Sham.
Hi,
Sham. I just called to show Fire some love, and I have one question, Fire. What is firepower? I'm curious, you know.
Firepower, that one is basically kind of like a little bit of BDSM over the internet. She's basically, you tell them what to do, how to do it, and basically she fixed their marriage.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, I like the sound of that.
Yeah, they're using...
I like the name.
Firepower.
Yeah.
Sounds strong, huh? Like nice and strong, deep.
I'm going to have to send it to you, Sham.
Please do.
I will. I promise.
All right. Well, I'm enjoying the show, so I will just be listening. I just called to show some love.
Thank you
for calling in. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, Fire.
Yes, ma'am.
So before we wrap up this show, I don't think we have any more callers, right? Oh, wait, I think we have another caller.
Yes, no? We have another caller. Caller, you there?
Hello?
347?
Caller.
Hello?
Hey, caller. What's your name? Where are you from?
Hi, I'm from Queens. This is Synovia.
Hi, Synovia.
Ladies, I enjoyed the show. Got my little my book and pen here. Taking down some notes. So I'm going to try some of these moves tonight. I mean,
Synovia got her black book out.
Huh?
She's got her black book out tonight. She's making notes.
Oh, yeah. See, Thursday, it goes down in my house every Thursday. So being that I missed this show happened on the Friday, I'm going to have to get it popping tonight, too. I'm going to have to try some of these.
Novia, what position would you not try or do you hate?
I want to try that helicopter.
Okay.
Please. Novia, please try it and then call me next week, and I want to know what you thought about it.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to definitely try that because I try just about anything. I got a 10-year marriage, and we ain't got 10 years into nothing.
Right, like I said, it's more comedic than anything. So it's you and your man, you guys having a good time and laughing about it. It's all in fun. So try it.
Of course.
Try it, and I want you to report back to me next week.
Oh, I definitely will. My husband will to try anything. I bring in all kinds of things all the time. Every Thursday is something different. So he don't, he's having fun. So he don't care.
Yes, keep it spicy,
do you guys,
girl.
Do you ladies recommend any, like, sexual toys? What sexual toys do you favor that maybe somebody in a more, like, vanilla relationship or fresh relationship might want to try?
Silver bullet.
Mm-hmm.
Silver bullet, okay. What else?
Oh, I like my dildo. I play with that, too. I bring that in the bedroom, too. But my husband can't touch it.
He can't touch it.
No, he can't touch it. No, I don't want him touching it. No. I wouldn't feel comfortable watching my husband hold a dildo in his hand. That
right.
Would look.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
not
his
fault. Oh, stick that girl.
You need to let him use it on you, Snow.
No, I'm going to use it on me because I know how I want it done, and I'm going to show him what to do. So. You already know. Don't touch my toy.
Mine.
Don't touch it.
Don't touch it.
But that's good because like some men are really jealous of the vibrator. Some guys are. They're like, shit, if you know that makes her come, how am I supposed to like stand up to you know that? So it's nice that your dude's like, you know, do what you gotta do. Do you think so?
He thinks that's cute. He's looking at me like, okay, that's how you like it. I'm like, sometimes I get a little nervous. Like, it's great. We just have fun with it. Like, 10 years, like, we have fun with it. 4 kids, they ain't stop nothing. We still
you
have
too.
Fun. We still have fun. I mean, and then by listening to, oh, God, people inbox me saying they hear me on the line. Oh, God.
No, I've been with my guy for like 15 years. You have to have fun in the bedroom. You have to try different things. You just have to.
Of course. Just because you're married don't mean that things got to stop because now you have the man. Now you got to work harder to keep that man.
That's
exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Got to hold that
neutral. Mm-hmm. Said it to Kelly B on one of her blog talk shows. I said, you can put me next to Beyonce. She might have better looks, but I ain't intimidated by no woman. My husband is leaving with me.
That's
not
it,
girl.
Get it. Because I'm telling you, I give him something to think about. He ain't got time. He ain't got that much time to be worried about nobody else. I'm enough for him.
That's right.
I know you are.
See,
I know you
that
are.
Pussy confidence. That's called pussy confidence.
Oh
yeah.
Man. Okay, so we got another caller, Snow. We're gonna let you go, baby. I appreciate you calling in.
Thanks.
Love
you. Yeah,
thanks for coming in.
314, you're on the line.
This is Arthur Johnny Johnson, no represent Chappelle Publishing. Cool.
How are you?
Hey, how you doing? So what's up, Fire?
Hi Johnny, how are you?
Oh man, I'm all right. Sit up here at the boutique.
Oh, that's what's up. That's what's up.
Yeah, trying to get this thing launched off.
So tell me about what position you wouldn't try. What sexual position you wouldn't try as a man?
I wouldn't let nobody suck me up on the back, you know.
That.
But my favorite that's position right. is laying her on her side, you know, and getting stepping behind it.
All right now.
Right.
Have you listened to the whole show? Because I was talking about,
yeah.
I said earlier that men, a majority of men, said their top three favorite positions in this order were doggy, cowgirl, and missionary. Side didn't even make it on there, and I was shocked. I was like, why is missionary on there?
Oh, yeah, missionary, you know, it all depends on who it is and how tight it is, you feel me?
So if it's not tight, which one would you
pick? No, I'm at the back or something. You know,
get it done, get it over.
That's it. You know, gotta go from the back.
Oh. Okay, baby. Do you have any more questions for Fire?
No, I just, you know, supporting the sister, you know.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, I love Fire. You know, that's my own girl. She there when I need her, you know.
Yes,
and all the good advice.
Thanks for calling me.
All right, y'all take care. Y'all be good.
Thank you for calling.
Keep it nasty, you know.
Always.
All right, y'all.
So Fire.
Yes.
I was laughing because I looked at your bio on Amazon, and it was such an angel. Like, it was such an angel bio. It was like she likes walks on the beach. She likes to feed the birds. Like, it was like such, and I was like, get out of here right now. Look at the shit you write. Erotica, is it hella walks on the beach, holding hands?
Yes.
We are not innocent. I don't like it at all, Fire.
Well, I don't think if I would have put on there, yeah, I like to be taken from behind, I don't think that would carry over very well with reviewers.
You would probably get a different type of reader, but I'm sure as hell, I bet you get like a lot more. Oh, wow, she likes from behind.
I'm going to have to think about that one.
I'm going to start messing with you tonight. We need to wrap it up, baby. So if you have any links or you want to give any shout-outs, then let new readers know where they can find you and your work, and then get that hot position book and try some new stuff with their man or their lady. Let them know now.
Okay. Actually, I am the author formerly known as Fire Mouth. All of my new books will be released under Snow Publishing as Fire. I dropped the mouth part because I changed publishing companies. Right now, all of my books are still available. I have 5 that are available. There are 2 series, and they are available on Amazon. You can find me on Twitter. You can find me on Instagram and Facebook as Fire Inc. And I want to shout out to Fire Inc. fan club and everybody that called in and showed me love, and I appreciate you guys for having me on the show. I had fun.
Yeah, you know I love you. So anytime, come back and honey, tune in for next week because the top is going to be porn. So
you know we'll be there.
A whole new level next week.
Oh yeah,
Ebony, are you there? I think we lost Ebony. So we want to thank you guys for listening to the Pussy Chat. Tune in next week. It's going to be amazing. And I want to wish you a good night.
You do the same. Thank you for having me.
Good night, honey.
Bye-bye.
See, baby, I know you done had your share of girls, but I am more than confident you won't ever have to search these streets for affection. I got you.